look at your agenda. There's an item on motion of desirability, 2017 Adjustment Appropriation Bill. I have asked that they circulate this motion of desirability. I want to check if members have the motion of desirability. Do you all have? Okay. Shall we then consider it? Ne? Must we read it aloud? Okay. I will then read it, you know, as advised. I will read it aloud so that we can then sign it after all of us have agreed or have the same understanding. We have a quorum, okay. All right, there. Okay, the motion reads as follows, that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to effect adjustments, top the appropriation of money from the National Revenue Fund for the requirements of the state in respect of the 2017/18 financial year, and to provide for matters incidental thereto. Do honorable members agree? Honorable member Topham?
Madam Speaker, just two things. The effect adjustments too, there's a spelling mistake there, just correct that. And then I'll have to abstain, since I don't have a mandate from our caucus. But...
Yes, yeah, right, the correction, eh? All right, I'll sign the corrected version. Agreed? And then your abstention will be registered. Okay, honorable members, is there any person who proposes?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption.
Honorable member Tawaza moves. Any seconder? Honorable Manana seconds. Okay, so we will then sign this one, which means we can proceed with this. All right, the next one is... I do want us to refer, because I've also asked that they circulate the document. I do want us to refer to this advice by Mr. Jenkins, who's the legal advisor for the committee. Ne? Now, I want us to go through it. I would like to read it with your permission, agreed? So that we have the same understanding. Or must I leave you to read it quietly? What would be the best approach? Members are not directing me. You read quietly? Okay. Okay, the understanding is that members will then read quietly. If you are done, you will then indicate by show of hand so that we proceed. Okay, honorable member, so we all done, eh? All right, so this is the legal advice that we got. It's a written legal advice that we got from Mr. Advocate Jenkins. I will then want us to then proceed. There is correspondence, né, in terms of the agenda. Then we move to the correspondence and announcements. Minister of Finance, okay, fine. We have received this correspondence which was circulated to all the members. Am I correct? It was circulated to all the members. And I will then open the floor for honorable members to discuss a discussion that will lead us to the adoption of the proposal. Honourable Member Topham, Honourable Member Topham.
It seems reasonable to me, but once again, I'll have to abstain since I'm not sure my caucus opinion will be on the matter.
Okay, so you put in your reasonable caucus position, otherwise it's reasonable. Okay. Honourable Member Gwabaza.
Chair, having read the proposed adjustments from the National Treasury, this latest, together with the bill itself and this advice, I want to move that we adopt the proposed amendment to the Adjustments Appropriation Bill in terms of the submission by National Treasury and the legal advice.
Okay, honourable members, there's a proposal on the table. Any seconder? Seconded. You form a quorum, ne? Yeah, yes, we do form a quorum. And then your abstention will then be, registered. Yes. All right. Now, I don't know who can explain the way forward from now, so that we all know what's going to happen from here, because we will be meeting on, meeting, because I asked Darren to engage at length with a legal advice, so that members know what will happen from now up till Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Chairperson, what will happen now is we will have to produce a people, an able and also a people for tabling tomorrow in the committee, where after the committee must go through each of those amendments, those proposed amendments, as outlined there in that letter. Treasury also gave a revised schedule, which was also, it's also part of that communication, and that revised schedule also includes the technical correction for Department of Correctional Services, that all of that was distributed to all the members. So tomorrow we will go through those. The committee needs to go through all those proposed amendments and then agree, or whoever is not in agreement must say so, so that we can record it as such. That's each person. Thereafter, it goes to the House.
Are we satisfied with the procedure?
Yes.
Because I don't want anything that will stop us from now on. We should familiarize ourselves with the procedure so that when we get to the meeting, we don't start afresh. So everybody's satisfied. Okay. Thank you very much for the progress made. But so we will meet tomorrow. What time? 9 o'clock. We'll be meeting, and then 10. Okay. 9:30. Okay. I have been corrected. The meeting will start at 9:30, the venue. V226, and then, yes. This afternoon, we will be tabling the report on the joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Health. And then I will introduce the report, and then there will be a declaration. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.